what he's trying to do, I think, is to demonstrate resilience and a personal desire to show defiance in the case of this terrible event that just happened. And he really, in this situation, as you look at it closer, avoided a real lethal shot here just by moving his head in a certain direction at the last moment without realizing what was happening. And this really saves his life. I think a lot of people are looking now to him as what his reaction is going to be. And they're looking for this kind of resilience and so on. And he's talking about it's time to bring the country together. It's time to move beyond the hostilities we've been experiencing. But we'll see how that goes at the convention this week, because this convention is geared to draw contrasts to Joe Biden, the incumbent president, and to continue hitting Biden because of age and so on. So I don't think that's going to change. So I think this is going to be a real test this week at the convention as to how much both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats, are in how they're going to handle this sense of toxic politics we have. It's really remarkable how we have had this in our history, this toxicity and assassinations. We've had four presidents assassinated in the past. Thank God we are not dealing with that specific moment now with Donald Trump. But this is a real test for the country as to how much farther we're going to go in this whole world we're in now of hating the opposition, really hating each other over political issues, and how far we take that.
And I can imagine that speeches that were being prepared for tomorrow and for the rest of this week are being torn up for the RNC. What are we going to see when Republicans meet starting tomorrow?
This is all, as you say, in play now. They're having to adjust to this terrible drama we've been witnessing in the last 24 hours at this with this assassination attempt. But I think it's really in play now how far they're going to continue in the politics of hostility and the politics of contempt. And a lot of people feel that that's the atmosphere that's causing a lot of people to talk about violence. In some cases, we don't know exactly what motivated the shooter in this case. That will come out, but we don't know it yet. We don't want to jump to conclusions, but certainly the atmosphere is very fraught right now. And we've seen this before in our history, and the country and the Republicans at their convention this week, and later the Democrats at their convention later this summer, are going to have to decide how much further to take this politics of hostility, because it might be stirring up these toxins in American life that we've had before and that are very, very harmful to our health as a country.